Find it in Psalms chapter 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How you like the new roof over your head? Huh? Amen. Can you remember the old one or the absence of it? Amen. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Boy, isn't it nice to have a place to go in out of the hot sun when it's 95 out there. Amen. Don't it feel good to get under a good insulated roof and ceiling with a fan a-blowing? Amen. Air conditioned going. Man, that's a better place to live, isn't it? Hallelujah. I'll say of the Lord, He's my refuge, my fortress, and my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Boy, that's better stuff to live with, too. Amen. One great preacher was talking about the literalness of God. Amen. Another preacher was making light of his talking about how literal God was. How He had a body and eyes and a nose and a mouth, and that we're made in His image. And amen, God just like us. And so he asked him and said, does God have feathers? And quoted this scripture. I can answer that question, yes. He has all the feathers in the world. Amen. I mean, He's got feathers for your feather bed. He's got feathers for your insulation. Amen. He's got feathers for you to hide under as one of His chicks. Amen. He shall cover thee with His feathers and under His wings. Hey, thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Amen. It's been a documented that about noonday, or about 1 o'clock, in the afternoon, thereabouts, right afternoon, that across this globe, amen, people go into a depression. Amen. And I felt it myself many, many, many times. Amen. It is the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Amen. But oh, hallelujah, there's a place to take a refuge from it. A place called prayer. You can crawl right under God's shelter. Oh, glory to God. Under that rock and find a cool, sheltered place. Amen. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. How many believe that's a better place to live? Can't touch you where you are. Amen. Can't get to you. Hey. Amen. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. Hey, did you hear what it said? The Most High is thy habitation. Hallelujah. Man, what a place to live. Hey, you talk about a good house. You talk about a good place of security. Man, thou hast made even the Most High thy habitation. Amen. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Why? Because you're living in God. Hey, and nothing can touch Him. Nothing in this world can touch God. Nothing that touches other people can touch God. So I say, let's make a run for it tonight and hide under his wings, what do you say? Amen. Hey, you can't touch God. You can't shake him. Praise God. Amen. They asked the sister who lay a dying, said, aren't you afraid? Amen. And said, no. Said, aren't you shaky? She said, yeah. But she said, the rock don't shake. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you found the right place to live? Amen. Man, don't just make a down payment. Buy the whole thing. Amen. Oh, glory to God. No evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. All you got to do is just live in the right place. And the devil can't touch you. I'm talking about a better place to live, praise God. For he shall give his angels charge over thee and keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Say, how in the world can I get in a place like that where the angels will watch over me? Why, the Lord knew Norma was praying about that storm. Amen. I laid down on my face and I said, Lord, give me a scripture for Mike and Norma. Praise God. Amen. And the Lord said, amen. 107th Psalm, verse 29 and 30. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, tell them that I'll make the storm to cease. Amen. And I'll bring them to their desired haven. Hallelujah. He heard her praying. Amen. I didn't know it, but God caused that to leap out at me for them. Listen to this. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and upon the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Amen. Don't you think it's time you found a better home? Amen. I mean, go in and out and trample on lions and adders, praise God, under your feet. Listen, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high. Because he hath known my name. Amen. In the East, they build houses, and a lot of those houses you'll see steel sticking out of the concrete that they poured to reinforce the walls and everything. You see steel sticking out up above because they intend to put some more forms on top and add stories to the house. Amen. And so they've got the reinforcement steel already sticking out of the piers, so to speak, the pillars that they laid the blocks between. Amen. And they've got steel sticking out of the roof already because they fully plan to build more on top. Amen. Of course, the case is usually in those lions that when the son gets married, he just builds a room on top for him. And they leave some steel sticking out. When the daughter gets married, sometimes they'll build another room on top for her. Amen. And the first thing you know, there's several of them living in different stories in the house. Praise God. And that's the case in many parts of the world where land is scarce and they use what they've already built and build on top of it. Now listen to this. Because he set his love upon me, therefore I deliver him and set him on high. Amen. Man, he's going to add stories to your house if you're living in God. Amen. He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. Why? Because you're living right in there in hollering distance. Amen. It's kind of hard to holler. John Sullivan said he lived close enough to folks they could borrow coffee and baking powder from. Amen. It's kind of hard to holler at somebody if you don't live close enough to them. Amen. If you want to hear them real good, you get in the same house they're in. Same room they're in. Amen. Hey, how about it? Let's just move in on God. Amen. Listen, he shall call upon me, and I'll answer him. Praise God. Be like them turtle doves, you know. Amen. Oh, she's sitting on my windowsill about 2 foot from my head. Amen. 20 inches or so. And I'm listening to her cooing away. And after a while, here he comes flying in. Amen. And he makes one squawk. Amen. Real coarse. And I'll tell you what I think he said. She was calling to him, amen, and telling him that she was hungry and that she needed him, amen. And she kept calling, and here he lights right in front of her, and he says, "What?" Amen. And after a while, he took off, amen, and pretty soon he came back. I think she sent him to McDonald's. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Said, "Go get me a sandwich." Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. He shall call and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble and deliver him and honor him. That's what you get for living close to God. That's what you get for moving right in with him. Woo, glory to God. You become a partaker of his honor. You become a partaker of his glory. You become a partaker of his divine nature. That's the New Testament. That we might be made partakers of his divine nature. How many agree tonight? It's a better way to live. It's a better place to live. Just think of it. You're in hollering distance. Father! Amen. And after a while he says, "What?" He don't talk much. He don't waste words, but you know he's spoken when he speaks. Praise God. I'll deliver him and honor him. Oh, glory to God. I'll tell you this is better. I mean, you don't have to live in shame one day longer. You don't have to live with a guilt complex one more night. You can get rid of it right now. You can move in with God and he'll deliver you and honor you. Amen. You know what it means to honor anything, don't you? How many ever wrote a check? Amen. And they honored it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I got a little agreement, you know, with the bank up the road here. I put a little in savings in there, not much. Amen. So just in case I forgot and didn't get my deposit in, amen, that they could take it out of savings. How many believe God's got enough stashed back to honor your check? Praise God. Yeah, glory to God. Amen. And he said, "I'll honor him." Amen. You know so-and-so. Is his word good? You look over. Who are you talking about? Look over there. Say, "Yes, sir. He's good as gold." Amen. Oh, yeah. Oh, I just need to know he's wanting to get some money. With long life, I will satisfy him. Well, no wonder. Amen. You moved right in the safety of the enclosure of God's house, God's very self. Amen. His walls is your fortress and your shield and your shadow. Amen. You're going to live longer than you would otherwise. Amen. This Sanders talking about being saved, what was it, 15 years? Amen, 15 years? Why, Peter had only been saved 3.5 years. Amen, when he preached that sermon on the day of Pentecost and 3,000 got saved. You don't have to be saved for a long time to do something for God. Amen, and you don't have to quit enjoying it after you've done something for God. You can sow and look for the harvest. Amen. He said, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, God's going to take us a little walk through the house that we've moved into. Amen. And show us the bountifulness of his grace. open doors, praise God, and show us the armory of his warfare, praise God, that he's reserved against the day of battle. He's going to open his pantry and show us food and supplies for every need. He's going to open his closets, praise God, and show us all the blessings that are ours just because we decided to live for God. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Why did he say secret place? Because only the saved have found it. It's so secret you can be walking in the same store with the unsaved and they won't know that you found the secret. They'll know that something's changed about you. They know that you're different somewhere or other, but it's still a mystery to them. Amen. They wonder what you own. Amen. What he's smoking or what he's taking. Amen. I'll say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. You can't beat it, folks. It beats anything I've ever seen. Amen. Surely he'll deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Amen. Rick was having a hard time setting the trap. My wife, she set the trap for the mouse. Amen. And the mouse ate everything off the trap and run off full. Amen. Rick, he was kind of having a hard time. I said, set it hair trigger. Amen. And you won't do that if you're scared of the trap. Amen. But you got to hold that snap down. Amen. And move that till it's just barely catching. Amen. Then you can put your pecan on there with your rubber band, and all he's got to do is wiggle the trap, and he's had it. All he's got to do is touch it, and he's had it. The reason is having trouble setting the trap. Oh, they learned, caught all eight of them. Amen. They'd come in all that rain in the spring, and all that water, they'd come in. They'd come in the house. They had sense enough to get in out of the wet. Amen. All the fields is full and they got in where it's dry. Amen. And every once in a while they do that. But what they was afraid of is getting caught in their own trap, and they didn't set it hair trigger enough for the mouse to get caught in it. Amen. He'll deliver thee from the trap of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a place, a house, where you never have to be afraid of anything anymore? How about it? Let's move in on God. Let's make him our habitation. When I was real little, I wasn't afraid of the dark. But when I got a little bigger, about 10 years old, then I got scared of the dark. Even in bed at night. Amen. I'd wrap them quilts around my head and just barely stuck my nose out. Because I felt like if I was covered up, amen, that I was delivered from the dark, from the fear of the night. Amen. Oh, yeah. When I was real little, about 6 years old, I wasn't scared of the dark. I didn't have sense enough, don't guess, be afraid of the dark. Amen. I'd head off up the old lane up past Grandpa's house to walk to school. Had to walk half a mile to get to Grandpa's house in the dark. Amen. I wasn't afraid of the dark, 6 years old, 7 years old. But then I got a little older and I got afraid of the dark. Amen. Hey, amen. You don't have to be afraid of the dark when he covers you with his feathers and under his wings. Thou shalt trust in his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Bring it on. Hallelujah. I found a hiding place, a blessed hiding place. I found a better place to live. Amen. Brother Claudine used to sing, when I met my Jesus, I met him with a smile. He healed my wounded spirit, and he opened up my eyes. And around the throne of grace, I found my soul a place. I done found me a better home. Oh, there's a leak in this old building. Oh, there's a leak in this old building. Oh, there's a leak in this whole building, but I found me a better home. How about it? Is That old house you've been living in sprung a leak, and the rain and the wind and the snow and the cold, cold wind comes in. Amen. You need to find Jesus and meet him with a smile. He'll heal your wounded spirit and open up your eyes. And around the throne of grace, he'll find your soul a place, and you can find you a better home. Stand with me and let's pray tonight. Father God in heaven, take us, Lord, to that place where we'll never be afraid again. Never be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Help us to move in on God and find a better dwelling place. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. As they sang, we invite you to an altar prayer.